is crafting out of your life something you never thought you could even be.
Dr. Tony Evans says Christianity isn't for spectators. It's time to get into the game.
We are created in Christ Jesus for good works.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. God saved us because He loved us, but the story doesn't end there. Today, Dr. Evans kicks off a series of messages about what the Lord wants us to do with the new life He's given us. Let's join Him.
For sports fans, when draft day comes, teams pick players based on one fundamental feature: what they need and what that particular prospective player can provide. They want somebody who's going to serve the interest of the team. Our purpose is to become conformed to the image of Christ. That's God's goal. If you want to sum all of your life up into one line, it is Romans 8:29, that you might be conformed to the image of Christ. Christ-likeness must be your goal and your passion and your purpose. And if Romans 8:29 becomes true of your priority, then Romans 8:28 will become relevant in your experience. For God causes all things to work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. A lot of people want Romans 8:28 who want to skip Romans 8:29. And you cannot have the blessed experience of seeing God stitch together the seemingly unrelated aspects of your life, 8:28, unless you are fulfilling His purpose, 8:29, which is to be conformed to the image of His Son. The reason that God did not take you to heaven the moment after you were redeemed, and the reason why He left you on earth, was because there was something He wanted you to do. The only reason you're still here is because there is something He wants you to do. God redeemed you because He has an intent to use you for His purposes, to further His agenda as part of the process of you being conformed to His Son. In order to understand this, Ephesians 2, beginning with verse 4 through verse 9, explains that you and I were saved by grace. Grace is God doing for you what you can't do for yourself. It is the goodness of God freely bestowed on you. You don't have to repay it. You can't earn it. And you can't make it without it. Grace is what God does for you. He says, when we could not help ourselves, He says in the first three verses, He comes in verse 4 and He says, but God. And then He introduces this great theme of grace where He says, first of all, God loved us. Verse 4. In verse 5, it says, God quickened us, made us alive. In verse 6, it says God raised us. If you are a redeemed person today, if you have trusted Christ as your Savior, it is your experience of being loved by God, quickened by God, and resurrected and raised up by God. God has gone through a great deal of trouble since it cost Him the life of His Son in order to bring you into His family. Through great effort and great sacrifice, through the love and the work of Christ on the cross, God has done this in order to bring you into His family. And when He raised you, verse 6, He also seated you. Verse 6 says, you are seated in heavenly places. And that word, if you will recall, simply means the spiritual realm. To be seated in heavenly places means that while you're living on earth, you are seated in heaven. That is your reference point. That is your anchor. That is the starting place for every thought that you think, every decision that you make, every orientation that you have. It starts there. With that as the reference point, he wants you to know that this has only just begun, verse 7, in order that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. That's a nice way of saying you ain't seen nothing yet. When you transition from time to eternity, you will be spending the next 100 quadzillion of our years, equaling the first second of eternity, in experiencing all that God has planned for you. To put it another way, you got it made in the shade. And all of this happened by grace, verses 8 and 9. For by grace have you been saved. Through faith, it's not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works that no one should boast. In other words, God says there will be no peacocks in heaven. There will be no one strutting around in heaven boasting on what they did to earn the right to get there. Because you're saved by grace. You're not saved by works. In other words, you can't earn your salvation. You can't work for your salvation. If you're here today and you're still trying to make heaven your home through good deeds and going to church and keeping the Ten Commandments and any number of things, then you have not understood the good news. The good news is that you can't earn it, but God will give it away. He says, for we are his workmanship, verse 10, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he hath created beforehand that we should walk in them. He has made the point from verse 4 through verse 9 that you are not saved by works. He said you can't earn your way to heaven. You can't do good things to make yourself acceptable to God. You are not saved by works. But then he comes in verse 10, having said you're not saved by works, to declare to you, once you get saved, you're saved for work. Many people have it wrong. They are trying to earn their way to make themselves acceptable to God. Impossible. But once you have been made acceptable to God through accepting the gift of eternal life that is provided by his Son, verse 10 says he did that because he has something for you to do. The reason why so many Christians are unfulfilled, miserable, unhappy is because they've never gotten around to the work that he has for you to do. You've never understood, we've never understood, the purpose for our salvation. And the purpose for our salvation, line number one, is to be his workmanship. That's a very picturesque word in the Greek text. The word workmanship meant masterpiece. Work of art, or beautiful poem. And it had to do with a painter or a writer crafting something out of nothing that was going to be elegant. We are his workmanship. God is crafting in your life something magnificent, something beautiful, something that you have never experienced before. In fact, he's crafting out of your life something you never thought you could even be. You are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. Once he can get your undivided attention and focus, he's already determined the ministry he wants you to perform, the time period he wants you to perform it. And a verse that we've quoted a number of times, but turn to Philippians 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for what? His good pleasure. So it ain't about you, but here's the key. You never start with your ability. Your ability is never your starting point spiritually. The starting point is his good pleasure. Because whatever is his good pleasure, he's going to create in you both the desire and the ability, and sometimes abilities you did not know or think you had. That means, first of all, you must become consumed with his good pleasure. Your prayer life must now change to, Lord, what would you have me do? Not, Lord, this is what I want to do. It is now praying, not my will, but thy will be done, your good pleasure. That is my new passion. Prosperity Gospel, as it is popularly proclaimed today, says, give to get. Come on, bring your tithes and offerings, because you're going to be blessed. 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 It's give to get. All right? So the focus is on me. In the Bible, though, the focus is always on God. So it is not give to get. It is give to give, and you get. When you give to get, it's often driven by the talent of the person getting you to give. Their ability to spin it and tweak it and twist it and turn it and make you feel guilty about it and make you feel pressured over it. It's a horizontal to horizontal, individual to individual. That's why God tells the people when they give, don't give under compulsion, because somebody is pressuring you. You give because you love me. You see my grace in your life. You're trying to please me. I'm your motivation. So you give to give. It's a different mindset. God is interested in his good pleasure because he left you here for that.
Dr. Evans will share some specifics on how to make the most of the time God has given you here on earth when he comes back in a moment with more from his current series called Custom Made. This collection explores the unique ways God shaped and crafted you into exactly the person he wants you to be, fully equipped to do exactly the things he wants you to do. There's nothing like being fully connected to your calling. And to help you reach that goal, we'd like you to have this entire 7-CD collection, along with a special bonus, Tony's brand new Called for a Purpose devotional. It'll lead you on a daily journey focused on filling your life with purpose and passion. Both of these powerful resources are yours as our thank you gift when you come alongside Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. We're a completely listener-supported ministry, so your faithfulness is the only way we can keep bringing you this broadcast each day. Again, you can make all the arrangements at tonyevans.org or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will be back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Too many of us want to throw in the towel before we've thrown up the prayers.
Dr. Tony Evans says Christians have a habit of underusing or overlooking our most valuable spiritual resource.
Grace is available, but only at the throne, and you can only approach the throne through prayer.
You can deepen your connection with the Lord through our in-depth course on Kingdom Prayer at the Tony Evans Training Center. You'll discover how God has wired the world to work by prayer and experience for yourself how it connects heaven with earth and time with eternity. You'll not only gain a new understanding and appreciation for prayer, you'll actually pray in transforming ways you've never experienced before. The course is intense, but you can work through it at your own pace and get all the help you need through our online forum. And, of course, There's custom content from Tony not available anywhere else. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today. tonyevans.org.
If you get saved at 20 and die at 60, that's 40 years that God has purposed for you. The question on the floor in those 40 years is, have you done what he left you here to do? I know the old saying is, he that dies with the most toys wins. The true statement is, he who dies with the most toys dies. The issue is, when you die, did you do what he left you here to do? Because that's why he saved you. He saved you to be his workmanship, to craft a unique contribution he wants you to make, particularly to the kingdom of God and the family of God. He comes with a closing line, verse 10 of Ephesians 2, which God hath prepared beforehand. He's already got his purpose for you, that we should walk in them. We should walk in what? We should walk in what? In them. Now, what does them refer to? The good works he's created beforehand. So follow this. He's already created the ministry that he wants you to do. And everybody in here is a minister. You may not be a professional ordained minister in the traditional clergy way of thinking, but if you're saved, he saved you to minister, so that makes you a minister. All right? This is not rocket science. If he saved you to minister and you are ministering, you are a minister. The worst thing a minister can do is not be in ministry. Oh, did you miss that? The worst thing a minister can do is not be in ministry. And every person who's saved has been called to be a minister, and you are to walk in them. You're not to create them, you're to walk in them, because he's already created them beforehand. All you have to do is walk in them. How do you walk in them? You walk in them by faith. See, that's why Paul could always say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said, don't tell me there's something I can't do if God wants me to do it. Now, let me give you a caution. Many of us want to do the big thing when we're unwilling to do the little thing. And God will always test you for the big thing by the little thing. I knew at 18. 18 years old is when I knew God wanted me to preach. But I started out on street corners and bus stops, not churches. I would go to bus stops and I would stand in front of the bus stop and there would be people waiting on buses and I'd go at it. There was no pay involved in that. There was no, you know, there was no notoriety involved in that. In fact, I looked like a pure fool sometimes. But I was walking in what he wanted me to do. Church came later. A lot of us are waiting for this big blessing. And God can't get us to move out of the seat we in. If he can't get you to do little acts of good works, why should he entrust you with greater opportunities for good works? He shouldn't do that. You know why? Because that means there's no humility, and God will never, ever bless a prideful spirit. If you're not humble enough to serve the least of these, if you're not humble enough to serve in a ministry in the church where you can bless somebody else, but you're praying for this big thing. That's why you don't promote people to be leaders who have never demonstrated themselves to be servants. You don't give people big positions who can't show that they can be consistently faithful in little positions. He says you are to walk in them. So one of the ways you reflect your spiritual development is in your service. Little service, little development. But you know what verse 10 means in closing? It means you're mighty valuable to God. You know what God just called you in verse 10? His masterpiece. Now, I don't know what your mama thought about you. I don't know what your daddy thought about you. I don't know what your brothers and sisters thought about you. But God says you are a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece in the making. You say, I don't see it. That's because you're not looking at his pleasure. God saved you to serve. The Apostle Peter's mother was dying. Jesus Christ healed her. And it says, and when she saw that she was healed, she got up and served him. You know what's happened? We've taken the cross for granted for so long. We've gotten so used to the ordinary stuff. We've forgotten we were left here to serve.
Dr. Tony Evans, helping us focus on God's purpose and plans for our lives. And he'll come back with a closing illustration in just a moment, so don't go away. Right now, though, I want to remind you about the book I mentioned earlier in the program today, The Called for a Purpose Daily Devotional. It's packed with fresh inspiration and new direction, and it's yours as our gift when you make any contribution, large or small, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Along with it, you'll get all 7 CDs in Tony's current series, Custom Made. But this special double offer won't last long, so call 1-800-800-3222. Where someone on our resource team is ready to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, the place to go to connect with all of our resources, ministry programs, and special events like Without Walls. Tickets are still available for this special evening that features Tony's preaching and worship with his son, Anthony. Again, that's at TonyEvans.org. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans points out that no matter how ordinary you may think you are, each and every one of us is a custom creation of God. Find out what that means in terms of how you live your life when you join us for that. Right now, though, here's Dr. Evans to wrap up today's message with a final illustration.
If you buy an appliance and it doesn't work after you'd have paid for it, you're a little bit irritated, aren't you? You'd have gone to the store, paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for an appliance that doesn't work. That drives me crazy. Them folk took my money that I paid for, and I got a defective product. Thank God for warranties. That allows me to send it back or take it back and keep taking it back until they get it right. You know why? Because I paid for it. Guess what? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. He paid for you. He shed his blood and paid for you. So the last thing he wants to hear, having paid that expensive a price for you and me, is that you're not working, that you don't feel like doing your job today. That's the last thing he wants to hear from you, having paid that higher price. When somebody pays that much, the product is supposed to work. So what happens when it's clear you are a defective Christian? Because he paid for you, but you're not servicing the reason he paid for you. He's got a warranty that will last the rest of your life, and he'll keep calling you back, tearing you apart over here until you get it right. You have been saved to serve.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.